We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting, and with me is Risa DeMasi, who is the incoming chairman for the American Seed Trade Association and also with a cover crop company in Oregon, which is called Grassland Oregon. And Risa was here because you just had your Western Seed Association here at the Westin, which is where we, and actually you've been there this That organization is meeting there just about as long as NAFB has, right?
It's the only organization that's meeting longer than NAFB, but not by much.
Yeah. Tell me about that organization, the Western organization, seed organization in particular.
Well, the Western Seed Association is, it involves turf, forage, cover crop, some small grain companies. It's just a great place to come together and meet. I mean, historically, I'm sure you remember the pit down in the lobby.
Yes.
And people would come in by train back in the 40s and 50s, and they would just congregate down there in that pit, and you'd walk back and forth and trade seed both ways. So now we meet a lot more up in the suites, and people are introducing their new products, and it's not a trading meeting necessarily, but just getting together and letting people know what the new innovations and new products that are coming.
Well, what are some of the new innovations and products you talked about?
Man, that is very exciting. You know, with the cover crops and the pollinator buzz that's going around, no pun intended, but our company, Grassland Oregon, just introduced a new winter hardy legume that is fantastic for fixing nitrogen, combating compacted soils, weed suppression. It's very cold tolerant. It fits the cycle very well. Next year, we'll be introducing a Burseem clover called Frosty that I think is really going to transform the alfalfa market. There's a synergistic relationship between Burseem and alfalfa, and you know, alfalfa has an allelopathic property, so you can't, a declining stand or something that's been winter killed, you can't reseed with more alfalfa, but you can overseed it with Burseem, and the yield bump is more than the sum of the two independently, and increased forage relative feed values, protein levels, and yield. So it's going to be very exciting, I think.
Well, and coming up next month, right around the corner, is the CSS, the Seed Expo in Chicago. And what's going to be going on there that people want to know about?
Well, we are going to have a cover crop meeting there to try and connect the dots between, you know, corn and soybean producers and companies and the cover crop producers and the ones bringing those new technologies and tools. And, you know, we just haven't been talking to each other very much. So I'm excited about the opportunity to get to the table with all of them and start speaking the same language. Can't wait to get there.
Well, and it's interesting that really that's branched out, because we're traditionally talking corn, soybeans, and sorghum at that particular event, but there's so much more going on in the seed industry.
We've been so siloed. I mean, we've all been in our little sector speaking our own language, doing our own thing. And now with the changes that are coming to agriculture and, you know, some of the government programs and directives that are coming at us, we've got to start talking to each other, and it's all interrelated. And I think we're all doing some great things. Let's start talking about those together and then telling the world what we're doing.
Well, speaking of telling the world what we're doing, we're here at the Farm Broadcasters event to really talk about Seed Expo, and even ASTA, the annual meeting itself, has never gotten a lot of media attention outside of the seed pubs and that kind of thing. So you're really talking about getting that message out, because you have a great story to tell.
We do have a great story of seed to tell, and we're great at talking to ourselves. Now we've got to start telling everybody else all the great things that we're doing. Yeah, I think in the next year or so, you're going to see a lot more coming from us, and we're going to need your help to speak to the world and tell that story.
Because one of the most important issues that's facing agriculture and the key in many ways of feeding a growing population is biotechnology, and we really have to educate people, and I think that's where we got running. And you've got a lot going on in the biotech field as far as ASTA is concerned, getting involved in telling that story.
Well, I think it goes beyond just the biotechnology. I mean, you and I have talked about, you know, new technologies and what that might mean, and, you know, defining biotechnology. Everybody has a different idea of what that really means, and the spectrum is very wide. And there's a lot of things that are not considered biotech that are very exciting that are coming. And I think part of telling that story is backing up and not starting there, but maybe talking about, you know, health and wellness and, you know, the food, the clothing that you're wearing, you know, all the things that go with health and wellness, and going backwards. You know, when you're talking about honey or dairy products, that all comes from, you know, agriculture and the seed. You know, the pollinators are, you know, utilizing that from the clover, which comes from seed that we produce or that we provide. Same thing with dairy products, comes from the livestock that's harvesting the grasses and forages that comes from the seed that we provide.
That's really your slogan at ASTA is first the seed. And also, this is an environmental issue. When you talk about cover crops, we're really talking about conservation there.
Yeah, conservation and regeneration. I mean, you know, in Indianapolis in June, you know, we had one of the growers in there, and I loved what he said. Instead of sustainability, because why would we sustain a depleted system? We're regenerating the soils, and we're bringing them back. And, you know, that's where coming, talking and working together with all the different cropping cycle, the corn and the soybean, and now we're providing that counter cycle, making it all work together. It's not that one's bad and one's good. They're all good.
Well, Risa, we will be at the Seed Expo coming up next month in Chicago. Here at the NAFB Annual Convention, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.